I mean, one is something long time. Second one is the moment. So I want to talk this morning about our lives in the present situation. Our lives in this present situation. Let's go to Philippians 4. I want you to see two phrases. Philippians 4. I want you to see verse 7 and then verse 9. Verse 7 first. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of God. I want you to see that word, the peace of God. Now, verse 9. Thank you. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, this do. And the God of peace will be with you. Can you look up? There is a reversal in that word. It said first, the peace of God. Am I right? If you look at verse 7, it says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and mind. That's the peace of God. But verse 9 says, and the God of peace will be with you. The provision is the peace. The provider is God. He says, certain things you can do for the provision to be with you. But another thing is that the provider or the provision will be with you. Does that make some sense? It's like saying, somebody who is rich tells you, I'll give you the money to do this work. Or he can say, I'll come along with you. That means if anything happens, I'll be there. And we must see that there is the peace of God that we can enjoy. But much more than that, there is the God of peace. Let's look at Philippians 4 verse 7 that we just read. It says, and the peace of God. There's something before this one. It says, verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So he's saying that don't worry. If you want to have the peace of God, don't worry. But make your request known to God with thanksgiving, and then the peace of God will guard your heart and your mind. It will quiet you. It will silence your agitations. But that does not mean things will change. Hello. Let me give an example. If you tell the doctor, I can't sleep at night. Doctors know that there must be a reason for that sleeplessness. But meanwhile, they can give you some sleeping tablet to sleep. But they must, if they are not a quack doctor, they must go to the root where that thing is, how to remove the sleeplessness from your life. You just want to sleep. Am I making some sense now? So when we pray and we don't worry, the peace of God will be with us. But it's just more than the peace of God. We need also the God of peace. You know, I'm hearing one verse at the back of my mind. Romans 16, verse 20. I hope I'm correct. That's where it looks to me, but let's see it. Romans 16, verse 20. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. It didn't say the peace of God. Hallelujah. He didn't say the peace of God. See, the peace of God will calm down, guard your heart and your mind. But to control and push the devil and all his disorder underneath our feet, we need the God of peace. It's one thing to have my money. It's another thing to have me. So, So, let's go to verse 9. Sorry, Philippians 4, verse 9. I think that's clear a little bit. Let's go back to Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. Thank you. The things, now, let's look at how do you have the God of peace with you? How do you keep company with the God of peace? I woke up this morning and the Lord said, certain things you can do for me to be present with you. He says, the things which you have what? Let's look up. The things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me. This what? Do. Practice this. And the God of peace. So, it says, we have to do some learning. Second, we have to do some receiving. Third, we have to do some hearing. And lastly, we have to do some observing and looking. So, God being with us is just more than passive thing. God is with me. He wants to actively work with us. And the way we work with us, amazingly, is that we'll have to learn. We have to receive. We have to hear. And we have to see. These are active things you do with your senses. Learning something, not just watching things take place and receiving. That word receive there means to take. To take it. It's just more than receive, to take it. And then you are hearing something. And you are watching something. And you are putting them to practice. And God is saying, hey, that's my boy. I'm going to accompany you. Let's bring that to our present situation. Hallelujah. Let's bring that. So this morning, let's do some learning. What do I call this one? Learning has to do with education. Now, after this verse, let's see what happened next. Paul started talking about something. Let's go. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly now that now, at last, your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Let's keep reading. Not that I speak in regard to need. Are you following? The things which you have learned and received and heard and seen. So he said, let's look at that verse again. Not that I speak in regard to need. For I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. Let's keep on going. I know how to be abased. And I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned. Both to be full and to be hungry. Both to abound and to suffer need. Oh, interesting. Remember I said, what you have learned, what you have received, what you have heard, what you have seen me, you practice it and the God of peace will be with you. And then he began to talk about himself now. What he has learned. And of course, he said, what you have seen in me. So we are seeing this in him. That means we can do it too and the same God of peace will be with us. All right. I know how to be abased. I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. So if it's US or South Africa or Nigeria or Kwara Namoda, whatever it is, I learn both to be full, to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Next verse. I can do all things through Christ. Have you noticed that that verse is taken out of the context and we use it for everything else, like running under better race? I can do all things through Christ. Then you are 55 years old, you can do all things. But this is the condition he's talking about. I can do all things, learning in all situations through Christ who strengthens me. Now, he said that, but look at next verse, an addition. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. So, let's do some learning as we grow older. I think that this has happened to Paul by reason of getting older and getting more mature in the Lord. There is nothing as beautiful that as you grow older, you know how to take care of things. Ah, there's nothing like it. As you get older, you start taking control. It doesn't mean you are a billionaire, but it means that you know what to do. You know what to move. Like now, you see, all of us do this. When we get to express, we put on our speed accelerator. But when we get to our road to our house, if your house is like my house, I told them I live in Banana Island. Have I told you before? Okay, I told you I live in Banana Island. Abikuta, Banana's are behind me. And my road is actually to the Ireland. To the Ireland. You know? You have not been to my road recently. Come and visit. You park your car somewhere else. Okay, so you start learning. You know, you do that. But if you see anybody just going grill, grill, grill like that, could you repair a car already? So as you get older, you start learning some of this. So I want us to do some of that this morning. Let's look at verse 10 one more time. All right. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now, at last, your care for me has flourished again. You know, I think it was in my, I don't know, when I was in my 40s that time, maybe toward the end of my 40s, when we were that house there. I just woke up one day. My wife was feeling strange. I said, do you know what? I care for everybody. It's as if nobody thinks about me. She said, dear, you don't talk like that. I said, I'll start talking like that. You know, I remember that day, you know, I said, just imagine, just, you know. Oh, I've taken care of it by faith. You know what I mean? I still do that. You know? But it started dawning on me that I like to be cared for too. You know, I don't care how rich you are. When somebody gives you something, it's appreciated. There was this woman of God that had a very rich woman in town, a businesswoman in town. They just go together. So one day, they went out to eat. And God told this woman of God, the other woman was very rich. He said, please pay the food bill. That woman of God said, you know, she's rich. I don't have to pay. So they went, they ate, she paid. And while they were going out, you know what she said? The rich woman. That woman of God prayed for forgiveness after that for a long time. The woman said, do you know? They know everybody knows I'm rich, but nobody does anything for me. And that will have been broken that day if that woman of God listened. Let me tell you another positive one. That's a negative one. My wife, one time, one of our friends who was quite, I think you had the story, you remember that story, you know. So that friend of ours is quite well-to-do. I mean, sometimes he just spends dollars. So my wife met the person in the program. And then my wife thought to her mind, he's going to buy me lunch. Then somebody told her, you buy lunch for him. So my wife stopped. I wish you could tell the story yourself. Then she said, sir, can I buy you lunch? He said, of course, yes. He spends dollars now. There's something about people just thinking about you. There's something about someone just picking up a call and saying, good morning. Like, today's my brother's birthday, Evan David Amosu. So I got to church. I forgot to tell you. I just saw it. You know, so I picked my phone. I said, hey, bro, happy birthday. He said, for a pastor to call you on Sunday morning for a birthday, That must be. And then we just rejoice over it. You know, I felt good. He felt good. I could call tomorrow. He won't mind. But that just caring. Everybody, please. If you don't like to be cared, if you don't like to be cared for, can I see your hands up? So look around you. Everybody wants to be cared for. So it's all our ministry. Hello. One of my discoveries in recent time is that my wife needs to be cared for. Are you hearing me? I mean, you know, I've always, you know, whatever we need, we own together. But I start looking at her as a person that deserves my care. So, you know what Paul said? Paul, mighty man of God, I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now, at last, your care for me has flourished again. So flourishing is more than just flourishing. It's also people caring for you. It can really make you to flourish. Hallelujah. Are we here? Now, please, don't go about telling me you have to care for me. You have to care for me. You have to care for me. And by the way, this care, I don't think it's prayer. Thank you for praying. Because he was talking about need, necessities, and stuff. You know, I've been there sometimes. Okay, let's bring this up. You know what I'm wearing this morning? It's from a widow who lost her husband and she has no children. Now, she's married to a GO or something. I think the man's first wife died, so he had children, and then they married a second person after death. And she had no children, but the other woman had children. So when her husband died, they kicked her out of the house. They stopped her from having the church. She's not. She's, so she lives at that place near back. They call it one name like that. The ones that go through Aru to come out at Randa. I've forgotten what happened. So she came to my office. And she came to my office. She was sleeping on bare floor. I didn't know. She was trying to. So she just said, please help me to do some. I'm selling some honey. So one day she came to my office and said, please, I need carpet. I said, carpet? What's carpet? You know? So I said, let's go and check carpet. But the carpet was asking for. So one day she sat down in my office. And I said, what do you want to do, carpet? He said, ile tutu. She was sleeping on bare floor. You know, something just clicked in me. I said, Rafake, let's go get that mattress instead of carpet. Carpet won't do the job like, you know, mattress will do. I mean, in our houses, mattress is taken for granted. So we organized the mattress for her. And then she got the mattress, she was so happy. Then she came to come and greet me and brought this material. Praise God. Thank you. You know, I was... Thank you. So, when she brought, I think, some liquid soap and this clothes. So I remember the person who anointed Jesus that said the gospel service. So I said, let me sew this clothes. And I put it, I sewed it. I said, let me wear it to church this morning. You know, we were caring for her. But she also thought it good to respond. That even those who are caring, who are caregivers, need to also receive care. Now, I have clothes, like Paul said, not that I speak in respect of one, but there's something about rejoicing in the Lord greatly that now, at last, your care. But let me drop this. Look here. Every child of God wants to care for others. Our parents, our brothers who are struggling, our sisters, our siblings. We want to care. But like Paul said, though you surely did care, but you lacked what? Opportunity. That opportunity there is the resourcefulness to do it. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So it's important that don't ever think people don't want to care, but they don't have the opportunity. They don't, I mean, sometimes we that are older now, you say, why is my son? Why is my daughter? Why is not bringing me something? Remember that they have bills to pay too. They have struggles of their own. Like I was joking, which day I was here yesterday, that when Ayotunde was in Lagos, my daughter, my first daughter, when's the what's the name of the school now? What's the, is it, what's the, is it, not primary school now? What do you call it? Kindergarten? No. The ones he went to in Lagos, what was he doing there? Is it KG or something? Yes. Is it KG? Daycare. I think he's went to daycare first. And the daycare and KG, I don't know. The money he was paying per term was more than the money I was paying for our old sessions in private universities once he went to school. Huh? Because they had to find good school for her to go to good school to be able to make something out of her life. First of all, I said, it's now your turn too. That's the first one. But second, and I remember that she is not having everlasting money. She would love to do things. As she tried to do things, I remember my daughter would, even for the grandmother, she tried to do something, give something. But the opportunity is not always there because things are difficult. Am I making some sense this morning? And Paul recognized that. So please, if you are here today, as you are getting older, people that should be there for you, that are not there for you, please don't blame them too much. They are not God. And they have some struggles on their own. Ah, Pastor Eric, can't want any. Can't you grant self? You know, I was telling the prof that something happened to the light of the Akura. Hello, just there's this other smaller light below, and another, you know, the it's not light, it's not even light. That one is just like decoration. Like that. Small problem, you buy alone. A finger. Then there is the one that the trafficator or something. Then when it happened, I don't want to tell you the price. But let me tell you the price of that smaller one. It says 28,000. I said, go and cut and add it to it. They can cut around. You hear me? They forgot to cut it. I didn't mind. Because clay would be better. What are you going to look at? I said, it's just 28. I said, just forget it. Why? I wanted to care for Akura, but I don't have the opportunity. That kind of money. I can't spend that kind of money. And so, I want to plead with you, as you grow older, your children, and those who are dependent, they want to, let's not put too much pressure. We were talking yesterday, was it this morning or yesterday, about one particular mother that was putting pressure on his son to perform. The son will send certain things to her every Monday. And if it doesn't arrive, she will pick her phone and start calling him. And start really pressing. But this kind of person will go and buy clothes of 400,000 naira for party. That's not fair. Pack some of those clothes, sell them, and help your children with accommodation. Hallelujah. You know, where we are going now, we have to be there for our children for a long time to come. But let's be honest here. Let's be honest here. Let's be honest here. Let's be honest here. So, but we're also going to trust God for people to care for us. Amen, somebody. Let's lift our hands and thank God for everyone who has cared for us this year. Who has done one thing or the other, a reach out, a touch, life. Just say, Lord, thank you for those who have cared. Thank you for those who have remembered. Thank you for those who have done one thing or the other to just further my life, increase my joy, multiply my happiness. Thank you for those ones who have done that in my life. And I give you the glory and give you the honor for their lives. And I ask you to multiply and increase them more and more. And then I pray for those who have not done it, that you think they should have done it. Say, Father, thank you for helping them to get the right opportunity to do, not only just for me, but for others too. And finally, ask God to use you as a caregiver in this area. That God, use me as a caregiver Use me as a caregiver. Thank you, Father, for using me in Jesus' name. You know, Ms. Irile, we know that care group, we use that word care like call, C, call, A, assist, R, relate, and finally, encourage. All right. So you can use that acronym as the meaning of care. Sometimes a call can be more than 100,000 naira. You know, I saw one verse. Let's go to Acts 28. When Paul was taken captive by Roman Empire and this, he appealed to go to Rome. Now, he never been to Rome before. And then something happened. He had a shipwreck, and finally they got out of that shipwreck, and they were now going to Rome. Oh, glory to Jesus. Where do I start from? It's a lot of stuff. Let's look at verse 15. Okay, from verse 14. Should we start from there? It's really... Okay, verse 13 to make it clearer. From there, after they got out of that storm, going to the... From there, we circled, ran, and reached Rhegium. And after one day, the south wind blew, and the next day, we came to Puteoli. Now, don't mind, the writer of Acts was a doctor. And doctors are very meticulous. Hello, they keep diaries. You know, the man was keeping all the diaries where they're moving to. All right. Where we found brethren, Christian brothers, and were invited to stay with them 7 days. You know, they never seen them before. They just saw, oh, this is Apostle Paul. Oh, it's in prison. It's going to appeal to Caesar. And he just came through. They said, come stay with us for 7 days. You know, this happened to us years ago in university fellowship. People just come, sit down. Sometimes you just even stop your journey. You just hang around and enjoy yourself. And so we went toward Rome. Now look at next verse. This is beautiful. And from there, when the brethren in Rome now heard about us, they left Rome and they came to meet us as far as Appii Forum and three inns. Paul never seen them before. But they heard that he was coming. When Paul saw them, what did he do? He thanked God and took courage. Nothing makes people well quickly like being cared for by family members. I've heard of people about dying. When their family members show up, they have a reason to leave. I was told that they did one experiment in Russia. They put a man inside very cold ice water. And they were looking at how far he can endure in that water. So they put him there, and a particular point came, he broke down. But the second experiment, they put him in the water, and somebody came and held his hand along with him there. His time was twice. Are you hearing me this morning? Yesterday we were having a business meeting, and I told them, I said, borrowing is difficult, but you can borrow from friends if you have integrity with them. And then Brad Bayou will give us a testimony in the banking world, secular, that this guy had integrity. He had good integrity, and he wanted to start a merchant bank. And he said, he went to Patutomi, and he said, I will need 200 million naira loan. That's years ago, not that's billions now. Because of that caring, and you see, when you have integrity, people around you, when you don't have integrity and trust, people don't trust you. And we lack trust a lot around here. You know, Utomi went to the bank to solicit the money for him. He got the money, built the merchant bank, so well flourishing, it became a commercial bank. Yeah, you can do it by yourself. I know that, but you didn't raise yourself. Only human beings were born to stay in the house for several years. When animals are born, they get up and go after 2 or 3 weeks. Fish in the water, they scatter. But we human, we hang around. Even now, they stay to their 30s. Sometimes. But let's go back to Philippians 4, verse 10. About caring. So every one of us over here, be aware that God can send you care, but also become an agent of care yourself as you have opportunity. Bible says, do good to all men as we have opportunity, and we will reap. But let's stop that. Can we go into your own life now? Now, but we can never guarantee that somebody will care for us. Are you hearing me? Particularly, this time we are living in. Hello? You are a pastor. You get envelope every day. No? Praise God. Let's look at next verse. Beautiful. Look at what he said. Not that I speak in regard to need. Now, yourself now, beside people caring for you, I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. This is a learning we have to do. This is a financial education we have to enter into. Why? Because of times like this. Who knows that things will turn out like this? But can I say this? Jesus said, when you build your house, use rock if you are going to be a wise person. You know why? You don't build a house for the best case scenario. You build the house for the worst case scenario. Somebody said, pray for the best and prepare for the worst. Want to make some sense this morning? Why did the man choose to build on the rock? Because he knew that storms will come, rain will fall, wind will blow. So he did that on purpose. It takes more, it's slow, but the person who built on the sand is counting on the best case scenario that will not be wind. Certain positivism is simply stupid. I was told a story. I think it happened in Lorraine. One of my friends years ago said, there was this brother, but I think it was happening in Lorraine. This brother, the person was telling me, said, he drives recklessly. It's a Christian brother. I think he's one of the leaders. He said, he would drive, I don't think whether it's in the university or in Lorraine city itself. He would drive recklessly. They warned him. He said, God will take care of me. One day, he was with a sister in the fellowship. He drives so recklessly, and the sister died. I think he was also seriously wounded. It's not that you don't have faith when you are cautious. It's because you are cool. Praise the Lord. One of the things that getting older will give you is a sense of caution. When you are younger, you will develop courage. But as you grow older, you develop caution with the courage. Together, it's called wisdom. Hello. Praise the Lord. Some of us, you know how much money that time you invested. Now you're careful now. You check it out. So he said, I don't speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. Can you look up a minute? See that word need? That word actually is poverty. It's used in Mark 12. Let's take a look. Mark 12, 34. That same word need. About the widow that gave the mite. Mark 12, 34. I hope I'm correct. Let's see it. Okay. Is it the verse? Okay, go to the end. Keep on rolling down. Keep on rolling down. Keep on going. Next verse, next verse, next verse, next verse, next verse, next verse, next verse. Uh-huh. Okay. Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which make a quadrant. Next verse. So he called his disciple to himself and said to them, assuredly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. Look at next verse. That's where I'm going. For they all put in out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty, same word, So, see that word poverty. Let's now go back to Philippians 4, verse 11. As you get older, you must learn how to master poverty and lack. Are you hearing me? When I say poverty, I just don't mean that you are ragged. Poverty doesn't just really mean ragged. It means that you are under necessity and you don't have it. Something you want to do, you just don't have it. You finish your house, but that roof needs to be repaired and you don't have it. It can be tormenting and it's raining and it's leaking. Yeah, you got a car that's working, but you need to replace the engine. You just don't have it. Am I making some sense this morning? You got some staff, but you are holding them 3 or 4 or 5 months. Huh? Hello? Paul said, I don't speak in regard to poverty and that kind of deprivation, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. Let's read Amplified on this verse. And then TPT. Quickly, let's go. Not that, oh, praise God. Take a look. I am implying that I was in any personal want. So I'm not going to put pressure on you to care for me. Why? I've gone to the school of life and I've learned how to be content. Read with me. What's in bracket? Satisfied to the point where I am not disturbed or disquieted in whatever state I am. Clap your hands for Jesus. Whoa. I've learned that. Give us Amplified Classic. Oh, this, okay, this is classic. Thank you. Give us Amplified, the number one. Let's hear what I want to say then before we go to. Not that I speak from any personal need, for I've learned to be content and self-sufficient through Christ, satisfied to the point where I am not disturbed or uneasy, regardless of any of my circumstances. So you will not see my circumstances on me. Glory to Jesus. Woo! I had one time Smith Wigglesworth, that great man of God, was going, you know, he was in some serious need. And he was going out with a rich man in London. And while they were walking on the road, serious financial need, Smith was in, and he was whistling. And the rich man told Smith, I will give anything in the world for your happiness this morning. Wow! Don't mind all those youngins. They think everything is economy. But we know that there's much more to life than economy. When Jesus was pressed about food, after 40 days, no food, and he was hungry to the point of starvation, he said, Satan, hold it there. My sonship does not depend on bread. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. I'm not just economists. I use economy. Praise God. That's the thing. TPT. You know TPT? Beautiful. I'm not telling you this because I'm in need. For I have learned to be satisfied in any circumstance. He's saying this. I've learned to put 2 and 2 together and make it 8. Praise God, somebody. I learned to pull that, pull this, and make it together. I learned to look at things and say, okay, all right. How do we do this? How do we move this? I learned to even... How do you do that? That learning, it comes this way. Look at next verse. Let's go to next verse. Give us in NKJV. Okay, good. Look, give us there. Give us in TPT. Let's see what it says. I know what it means to lack, and I know what it means to experience overwhelming abundance. For I am trained in the spirit of overcoming all things, whether in fullness or in hunger. And I found that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty. Tapping something beyond money. Accessing something beyond bank to meet your need. Praise God, somebody. Jesus took 5 loaves and fed 5,000. And you are his follower. Actually, Jesus didn't multiply the bread. Oh, of course, that's wrong. He multiplied the bread. But actually, it multiplied in the hands of the apostles. I hope you know that. It is easy to divide 5 loaves among 12 people. Am I right? Jesus just broke 5. But then Peter, 50. Peter looked like Jesus. Say, serious, yeah.
But it happened. Now, go back to NKJV. You must learn. Let me tell you something. As you get older, financial learning demands that you must know how to be abased. You must, I don't want to say this, Prof. So let's say this. I don't want to say this. You know, I don't want to say this. But let me expose, Prof. Forgive me. A couple of days ago, Prof was coming from Abuja. I just want to show you some kind of name. Come from Abuja, and he got to Lagos. They sent the VC's car to go and pick him. Then there was this bad hold up. Was it last week now? That one trailer fell across the road. Sorry, Prof. Sorry, forgive me. You know, I just want to have to be abased. And he got down at the airport. The car was still trapped. And there ain't no way. So we got him down around 12 a.m. or 12 midnight and cool. Prof looked around. He said, what am I going to do? So he just went to study and entered a bus. Sorry, Prof. Forgive me. Forgive me. You know, I always see that Jeep is coming one big. What's going to do? I must find my way out of this. I know how to be abased. I said, Prof, you joined the bus. University will pay for the bus. I wouldn't have known. So, around 6 or something like that, Prof called me and said, Reverend, I'm coming to town. Can we just find a way of getting me down to? I said, with all pleasure. So Prof entered the bus from Lagos. The old VC. That's why he's running the place well. He must know how to be abased. He has not moved into business lodge yet because of the price of things. You must learn not to take yourself beyond thinking. You see, one man of God taught me something I won't forget in my life. He said he looks at his life. He looks at his finances. And he saw this thing like this. This like this. He said he saw when the money is plenty and when the money is down. Oh, by the way, when he got to Abeokuta, that's when the VC car was just turning from express. I was trying to pinch him. I said, you can have taken bus now. No, you are taking a car now. Just pay for the old car. He said, no, my peko to move. Bus, what you pull that out? I was just thinking that somebody just seen from the university. No, Prof, this is La ye. O ma gbe boat lati ko no asa be putani. Bo lo ma gba. Ona ti di. Praise God. You must know how to be abased. You must see, I was talking about graph, right? And the man saw that sometimes money will be plenty, sometimes money will be low. And he said he saw his friend, they will spend as if when money is plenty. Huh? So he said to himself, I'm going to find the median range. I don't give you mathematics. He said, I will stay at the middle. So when it's plenty, I will not overshoot. So that when it's down, that plenty will overcome that. Huh? Are you hearing me? Certain things you cannot eat, but you so only one money generally. Praise the Lord. When I was traveling, I saw all kinds of things that made me to abyss. Huh? Can you imagine? They take you, they put you in one guest house, and they bring food, and there are no cutlery there. Huh? What are you going to do? And it's rice. One day I went to go and preach somewhere, and they put me in the boys' hostel. And boom, 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 boom. I managed to survive. Next time I went that area, rather same area too, they put me in one hotel. Now when I entered the hotel, you remember the hotel? I think we were there together. Yeah, we went together. I looked under the hotel. It was the refuse dump of all the place. Under the bed. My wife, because my wife was there, I couldn't manage. I said, can we have another hotel in town? Oh, he said, oh, it's not easy. I said, we're going to pay ourselves. We're going to pay. I'm not being never worried. We're going to pay. So we went to that place somewhere else. And my wife, that's what she saw. But that was, I never told her. You must learn how to. And then how to abound. You must know how to enjoy yourself too. Paul said, I know how to be abased. And I know how to abound. I know how to live in luxury. And I know how to live in penury. Everywhere and in all things, I've learned both to be full and to be hungry. The devil has not finished you because you are hungry. Jesus was hungry. Am I right? We have need yet unmet. We have things that we have not yet been able to get. But that is not going to wipe us out. It's going to strengthen us to go on with God. Come on, clap our hands for Jesus. Amen. For me, the most dangerous part is not hunger. It's not when I suffer need. It's when I have plenty. Because it can make me to become rigid and never bent to do better when things don't go my way. If one thing had helped me as a pastor, is this verse. That learn how to. Some of us over here, we are so well comfortable in our own comfortability that when somebody else is suffering, we can't feel it. Hallelujah. Let's stand up. Our time is up. So Paul is saying, I'm learning this. Like now, these times are difficult. Am I right? I mean, you can't buy almost, I was telling them, we wanted to buy a battery, extra battery for the our powers, solar battery. And then they got to Lagos. Before they went, I said, we bought one for $1 million before. This one, he said, I said, Reverend, just only be about 50,000. I said, no, things are increasing in price. He got to Lagos. When I saw his call, I could smell the rat. He said, Daddy, it's 1.2. I said, let's buy. He said, sorry, it's not even available. I said, huh? He said, 1.4 lower available. I said, just grab it. We will find a way. He came to me last week, Tuesday. He said, Reverend, it's not 2.4. What am I going to do? To go and apply for visa? Lagomelu, I'm 60 plus. So what am I going to do? I just have to adjust here. Let me make you laugh. My wife used to buy this big make for me. It was how much to start with? 4,000 or 3,000 or 6,000. 6,000. How much is it now? Over 20,000 naira. Maramo, kojo kusile. I don't have to drink the milk. I'm not on breast milk. I don't have to. Hallelujah. For how long? Until the Bible change. To buy wallet, I'm on your hour. Though once in a while, I can go and buy it. I'm not going to buy anything. My policy around me for the next 3 years. Just once in a while, you buy something. I've learned to just do that. But in the midst of all that, I'm also caring for others. This is so important. As we are managing, as we are struggling, Jesus had 5 loaves, but he was to feed 5,000. Don't forget that. Not just to feed himself. Of course, when they finished, they got 12 baskets for each apostle. Hallelujah. God is good. Now, Pastor, how can we do this? Verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ. So, we must have this mind. If dollars going to go to 2,000, we can do all things. We can cope because Christ is within us. Can you clap our hands for Jesus? But Pastor, I have some investment, but I will need to go. Don't worry. God will give us. The God who gave us that will give us another one that moves us forward. Amen. Amen. We're not in a box. We are in Jehovah, who is unlimited. Hallelujah. We are not fixed. We are not fixed. We are not finished. Jesus went on the cross. He didn't say, I'm finished. It is finished. So we're going to depend on God. We're going to move on. And please, sisters, don't complain too much. Dear, kloma selebai. Kloma selebai nisi. Kuta nra, yuma.
One day, I started living in Abeokuta. When I started living in Abeokuta, you go to Ibadan and buy food stuff for a whole month with how much? 500 naira. Huh? 500 naira. And then, my wife come back and say, so, but, what you, my wife will say, dear, say, Rikini. After a while, because I know mathematics, I just started plotting the graph that this thing is going up. And I must not be talking about it anymore. My party on here. So I just knew that whatever went up in Nigeria, hardly comes down. So I told myself, one day I just said, dear, the best we can do, let's be going up too. Let's just be going up. We can, she come back and say, dear, she came back last week again. Dear, do you know what? I said, we know. Yes, let's move on. Tinubu, Kakpa, I warned us last year. I said, there are three major leading parties in Nigeria. LP, APC, and PDP. They all have P in their name, means problems. I told us. And I said, whoever entered this year, I'll still be encouraging you. What am I doing now? So God's going to help us. Amen? Say that with me. God's going to help us. Tell somebody beside you, God's going to help you and I through whatever I can do. Can you hear this verse in Amplified Classic? Let's hear this verse in Amplified Classic. It's so fantastic. It's so beautiful. Amplified Classic. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything. I'm equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength to me. I'm self-sufficient. So when failure looks at me, it shall be defeated. Oh, I will fall on the floor, but my enemy don't rejoice about me. For when I fall, I rise again because Christ is within me. Praise the Lord. And if I rise, my investment will rise. If I rise, my health will rise. If I rise, my family will rise. If I rise, my children will arise. Praise God. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Praise the Lord. God is good this morning. Now, when we talk like that, don't mind us too. We are on the side of God. Remember that. We are on the side of God. When we talk like that, we are on the side of God. It doesn't mean that we have all the money in the house. So, when you see us a little bit distressed, still help us. Are you hearing me? Paul was talking like this, then he closed. Let me read this last verse, verse 14. When he said all that, he now said this, verse 14. Nevertheless, you have done well that you share in my distress. Just because we say we can do all things, we cannot do, doesn't mean that you should not seek care for me, I should not seek care for you. We are all in this battle together. And we are winning team. But in the winning team, when somebody falls down, you grab him and take him up. You don't say, coach, take care of you now. No. So I want to pray with us this morning. That word distress must be understood. It's also called affliction from the Bible. I think King James says affliction. We all have different levels of financial affliction. Some of us, it's 100,000. Some of us, it's 1 million. Some of us, it's 10 million. But that's 200 million. You know, I mean, that's what is distress. I must get this 10 million. Anyway, just even 5,000, but forget about this. I'll tell you. You know, I was telling them, I must produce some about 1 million next 1 week or something, you know, for church to do something. That's what they're doing. So, whatever your affliction is, just be strong there. Are we blessed today? Let's lift our hands to Jesus. Let's thank God for Christ in us. Let's thank God for Christ in us. Choir, let's come sing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. We thank you, Father. Let's just thank him.